Well, good evening and welcome into our special show on the state-bound 2024 West Holmes Knights track and field team. My name is Jake Seidel. Happy to have you along with us today as we talk with the athletes and coaches who will be making the trip down to Dayton's Welcome Stadium for the 2024 Division II State Track and Field Meet. This year, three Knights have the honor of competing at the Division II Track and Field State Championships. Kyle Maltritz makes his third trip to the state meet in the boys' high jump. Casey Ogie will make her debut at the state meet in the girls' pole vault. And Catherine Castor also making her track debut at the state tournament in the 1600 meters. I was able to catch up with Knights head track coach Matt Torgler about all three of these athletes and the season as a whole. Jake Sunnell here with West Holmes head track coach Matt Torgler. Coach, it's that time of year again. Hard to believe that high school athletics wrapping up and you've got three athletes competing at the state tournament in Dayton this weekend.
Yeah, it always seems whenever we start the season back in the second, third week of February that it's going to take forever. We're just always looking forward to having the good weather, and here we are. It's the last week and really the last, you know, 2 days before we go down for our competition on Friday.
We'll start with Kyle Maltritz making his third consecutive trip to the state track meet, really with hopes of a top four or better finish this year in the high jump. What can you tell us about him?
Yeah, Kyle's had a tremendous season. Every duel, every meet that we have gone to so far, he has not lost, knock on wood. It's been a tremendous opportunity and privilege to coach him. He's been a phenomenal athlete for me. You know, I coached him as a receiver and a DB in football season. I had a chance to be his head track coach here as well. And while, you know, Coach Miller did a lot of the hands-on stuff, it's still been really awesome to see Kyle progress into the, you know, the caliber athlete that he is. And I'm expecting, you know, he's going to give his best, and whatever happens on Friday happens.
And we've talked about it a lot. Kyle's one of those kids where it seems like he'll set a goal and he'll do everything possible to accomplish that goal.
Yeah, a lot of people don't understand just how much work he puts in, not just in our normal, you know, 3 to 5 practice, but in all of his extra time that he has outside of the school. You know, he's constantly working. He does a lot of extracurricular activities, but he is the type of person who's going to perfect their craft and do whatever is necessary to achieve that next level, whatever it might be.
We'll talk about Casey Ogie as well, making her first appearance in state for track, setting a school record in the pole vault and taking second in regionals.
Yeah, it was really awesome to see Casey do as well as she did. We'd been chasing that pole vault record kind of all year. She was really close in a duel that we had with Ashland a couple of weeks ago. And we had high hopes that she was able to not only break the record, but then obviously make it to state. That's a goal that any athlete has whenever they compete in this sport. And so, you know, same thing. She's been putting in a lot of hard work, like Kyle, in the off season. Be going up to Dave Mackey's up in Oroville and doing some vaulting up there. You know, just being able to coach her and see her continue to grow and develop and reach those new standards that she sets for herself. I can only imagine what she's going to be able to do on Friday.
And Catherine Castor might have set a record herself. I still haven't been able to track this down, but as to make three different state tournaments and three different sports in the course of a school year, taking fourth place in the mile down at Muskingum and breaking her PR by 15 seconds to do it. She's had a fantastic season.
Yeah, Catherine is really a phenomenal athlete. Last year, her season kind of got cut short due to some injuries, so we had some high expectations for her as long as we knew that we were able to keep her healthy. And seeing her, you know, compete in two state championships or two Final Four appearances last year with, you know, cross country and with soccer, and now being able to go to state again, like you said, I mean, it's no small feat to PR in the mile by over, you know, 10, 12 seconds like she did. So she really ran the race of her life. And as the competition continues to rise, we're going to see Catherine really, you know, raise her level of competition and, you know, see what she can do on Saturday.
Coach, your team the last 3 years has sent a pretty good contingent of Knights to the state track meet. What can you just tell us about the program as a whole? You've had a lot of great athletes that, you know, they've come real close in the district and regionals, and you usually have two or three going down for the state.
The biggest thing with these athletes is obviously, number one, you know, shout out to all the great coaches that I have here on staff. You know, Coach Spearman, Coach Miller, Coach Ewing, Coach Martin, coaches that we've had in the past. They've all done a really good job of critiquing these workouts, trying to get the maximum performance out of these different athletes. So I want to give a shout out to my coaching staff. And the second, I want to give a shout out to these athletes as well. I mean, the ones that we are seeing that are making it down to the state track meet, they're doing multiple different sports. And if there's an off season where they're not doing a sport, they're continuing to work on performing and, you know, really, really excelling at the craft that they do. You know, they're in the weight room, they're doing extra conditioning, they're meeting with their coaches. And again, it's you can't just show up to track practice. Everybody in the entire state can show up to track practice. So it's going to be, what is that extra that you can do? What's the extra workout that you can do? What's the extra weightlifting you can do? What's the extra stretching and recovery and therapy and meal planning and eating right and diet? You know, all that stuff really plays a role. And these athletes that we've had the last 3 years that have made a state, they paid attention to those small things. And once those small things start adding up, you end up where you end up at state.
Well, and Coach, one last question for you. For years, the state track meet has been held at Jesse Owens Memorial Stadium. Except for during the COVID years, a few issues there. This year, moving to the newly renovated Welcome Stadium at the University of Dayton, what are you kind of expecting to see out of this newer facelifted facility?
I mean, it's still a track meet. You're still going to have to show up, warm up, compete. So from that perspective, the routine is pretty much going to be the same. The hardest part is just going to be making sure that we can get down there in a timely manner from our hotel. It's about a 20-minute drive from where Welcome Stadium is going to be at. Finding parking, which I'm not even sure what that's going to look like. And then it's just a matter of routine for these athletes. You know, from February till now, you've been doing your warm-up routine the same. You've been eating the same meals. Like, don't change anything now. It's just another track. I'm trying to make sure that these kids understand that even though the stakes are higher, you're still going out and you're still going to have to compete the way that you would on a normal Tuesday or Saturday meet.
That was West Holmes head track coach Matt Torgler on his athlete's success and the team's season in 2024. Stay tuned. We'll talk with Kyle Maltrich next as our special show on the 2024 state qualifiers continues here on WKLM.
In the rolling hills of Holmes County, we tend to do things a bit differently. At Kime, we're in the business of uncommon experiences, and we're here to care for your project like we care for our own. We believe that quality matters and want to help you get it right the first time because your project deserves it. So visit Kime Home Center, your source and destination for all things home, building, and woodworking. Kime, built on trust since 1911.
Sierra Pacific Products are MRV Setting Supply. Their products will enhance any decor and make any home brighter, more inviting, and more comfortable with wood interior windows and 8 wood species with 50 exterior colors. Whether you're replacing, renovating, remodeling, or rebuilding, they have exactly what you're looking for. From the Sierra Pacific Transcend replacement windows and doors to their Westchester double-hung windows. That's MRV Siding Supply on County Road 624 in Middlesbrough or on the web at mrvsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys, MRV Siding Supply.
A single-family home located at 2735 Township Road 444 in Walnut Creek is listed for sale by Kaufman Realty and Auctions with an asking price of $399,000. This property was built in 1938 and has 6 bedrooms and 3 full baths with 2,925 square feet located in the East Holmes Local School District. For more information or to choose a date and time to see this property, contact Steve Mogg at 330-852-4111 or check it out at KaufmanRealty.com.
Hi, this is Carrie Taylor, and Millersburg Electric has some of the best deals in a long, long time during the Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save hundreds with manufacturer discounts and rebates from all the best brands, including GE, Cafe, Frigidaire, Speed Queen, Whirlpool, and Maytag. Just in time for summer grilling season, get free assembly on all Weber grills. We offer free in-car and drop-off on all appliances, or have our dedicated delivery team professionally install your appliance purchase. Qualified customers get 0% financing through May of 2025 during the Memorial Day Mega Sale at Millersburg Electric. Visit us today or shop 24/7 at MillersburgElectric.com.
Time is ticking and your dream home is waiting. This is Ben Hirschberger at the Commercial and Savings Bank. We understand that buying a home can be overwhelming, but with CSB, it's easier than ever. We offer a range of options. Whether you're looking to buy, build, refinance, or improve your home, our mortgage lenders will guide you every step of the way. Visit our website at csb1.com to apply online today and turn your dream into a reality. The Commercial and Savings Bank, where homeownership begins. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Denco Marketing of Millersburg has customers in all 50 states, Canada, and South America. Each day, over 300 shipments of garage door parts are shipped to customers everywhere by Denco Marketing. And while Denco Marketing appreciates this wide and varied market in the country and in the world, the thing they appreciate most is where they are located. Home. That's why they support various community activities and devote as much attention to here as to there. At Denco Marketing, the most important business at hand is the business of home.
When it comes to service, nobody cares more than Village Motors in Millersburg. This is Deke Miller, and I'm proud to say that we have state-of-the-art equipment and factory-trained technicians working on your vehicle when you visit. And we also offer a variety of preventative maintenance programs designed to greatly reduce the cost of your service visits. We are competitive, convenient, and we care. So the next time you need your vehicle service, stop by and see us at Village Motors in Millersburg.
Looking to upgrade the exterior of your home? Siding is indeed the best bang for your dollar. Hi, I'm Nevin Mass with Home Siding Contractors. We have the best siding on the market today, and the low maintenance aspect of our siding is what our customers enjoy the most. Provia Siding fits that bill exactly. No frequent painting or staining with wood siding. No routine sealing like stucco. Provia Siding lasts. Check out all we have to offer at our new and improved showroom east of Millersburg, and let our experienced sales team show you how affordable our products can be. Home Siding Contractors.
Stop in for sizzling savings all this week at Rohde's IGA. Hi, this is Scott Rohde. We have jumbo pack, fresh boneless skinless chicken breast, $1.98 a pound. Pork loin rib chops, $2.79 a pound. USDA choice boneless beef chuck roast, $4.98 a pound. We also have 85% lean fresh ground round, $3.98 a pound. USDA choice boneless top sirloin steak, $6.98 a pound. 26 to 30 count Southern Seas cooked cocktail shrimp, $6.98. And red ripe strawberries, 2 for $5. Plus, download your digital coupon for crazy low price on select items Thursday through Sunday at Rohde's IJ Marketplace in Millersburg.
Have you experienced the difference of hometown independent pharmacy lately? If not, now is the perfect time to start. Premier Pharmacy inside Rohde's IGA is now open and accepting new patients. This is Joel Gauss from Premier Pharmacies in Berlin and Millersburg, inviting you to come experience the Premier Pharmacy difference. We want to be your teammate as you navigate the complex world of healthcare, offering you consistent, fast service and always being available to answer whatever questions you may have. Call us or stop in today. We will transfer all your active prescriptions from your current pharmacy so you don't have to worry about a thing. That's why we are Premier Pharmacy, your hometown independent pharmacy.
Welcome back to our special show on the state-bound 2024 West Holmes Knights track and field team. Kyle Maltrich is making his third trek to the state track meet in the boys' high jump and is looking for a great showing against some of the state's best high jumpers. Here with West Holmes, Kyle Maltrich. Kyle, we talked a little bit at the regional track meet about this being your third trip to the state meet in high jump. Now that you've had a little more time to process that, what's kind of going through your mind?
Me and Coach Miller really have our practices down to a science, and preparing for this week has been kind of timid. We're just getting my body prepared. I feel like we spent this whole spring getting ready for this meet right here, so we just have to keep doing everything the same. And like I said, it's a science, so getting my body to the absolute best I can be by Friday.
A lot of tough competition down at the Muskingum Regional again this year, but it seemed like you and your fellow competitors, as it went on, had some conversations going on. It seemed like a pretty tight-knit group of high jumpers there. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, a lot of these guys I've jumped against for 3 years consecutively. You get to know their faces, and you want to see them succeed as well. When they're going over higher heights, it propels you to go even higher. So to get to know some of those guys that are as athletically inclined as you are, it kind of pushes you to be not just as good as them, but better. And to see their faces reoccurring tells me that there's athletes out there that are also working hard. So seeing them each and every year, and some of them for the first time to state, is pretty neat.
We talked about it, your third chance going down to the state track meet, a little bit of a different venue this year than what you've seen the last 2 years, going to Dayton instead of Columbus. What are you kind of expecting to see down in Dayton?
Each different, I guess, track is a puzzle, we like to call it. You know, it's a state meet, so I'm betting that it has a very nice surface, very nice track. I'm not really worried about that at all. So I just got to go down there, and we have steps and approach that we've fine-tuned and really hammered out to get real smooth. So we just got to get down there and do everything the same. Each surface is a little different. Each bar is a little different. Got to figure it out. we'll get that figured out normally in the first one or two jumps, and then from there it's everything the same.
Well, Kyle, top four finish a year ago. I know we talked earlier this year when you signed your letter of intent to play for Yale that you had unfinished business, that you want to leave West Holmes a champion, and you've got a chance to do that on Friday. What's it mean to you to have this chance again, and what would it mean to you to leave as a state title holder?
I have one more opportunity to wear the West Holmes uniform, and the state championship's right at my fingertips. The height is very, very reachable right now, sitting at 6'7", and that's an inch away from my PR, and I feel that I'm very capable of doing so. Just got to go out there and do it, and it means a lot. All this hard work that's been over the past 3 years, and yes, I'm going for football, but I love high jump as well, so the fact that I get the opportunity to do so, and it's right at my fingertips, I'm very excited.
You've worked with a lot of coaches throughout your different sports you've competed in. What can you tell us about your track coaches that have helped you get to this point?
My main track coach, Coach Miller, he's somebody that'll sit there and figure it out. If I have a question, I know he's going to sit down and research and get every single detail I can to help me get better. And to have someone in your corner like that is huge. For me, coming in high jump, I kind of was just like, I'm athletic, I'll do it. But to have someone that's savvy and book smart to come over there and actually teach it to me is huge, so we can combine the athleticism with the knowledge of the sport to ultimately contain higher heights.
Okay, well, Kyle, thanks for your time today. Good luck down at the state track meet.
Thank you.
That was West Holmes senior high jumper Kyle Maltrich. Stay tuned. We'll talk with West Holmes high jump coach Scott Meller coming up next on WKLM.
In the rolling hills of Holmes County, we tend to do things a bit differently. At Kime, we're in the business of uncommon experiences, and we're here to care for your project like we care for our own. We believe that quality matters and want to help you get it right the first time, because your project deserves it. So visit Kime Home Center, your source and destination for all things home, building, and woodworking. Kime, built on trust since 1911.
Great products with local companies in shorter lead times. That's what you're getting when you buy your products at MRV Siding Supply. Most siding manufacturers are owned by large corporations, which means more hoops to jump through that bogs down the process. With all of the Provia products that they offer, MRV Siding Supply has a direct connection with a local company with awesome siding, windows, and doors, giving you what you need when you need it. Support local at MRV Siding Supply on County Road 624 in Millersburg, or on the web at MRVsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys. MRV Siding Supply.
A condominium located at 2779 Cove and Walnut Creek is listed for sale by Kaufman Realty and Auctions for lease with an asking price of $2,000. This property was built in 2016 and is a two-bedroom and two-bath condo at the Cove and Walnut Creek. That includes a master suite with a walk-in closet and tilted shower, fully equipped kitchen, first floor laundry, and a sunroom leading out to a new concrete patio with 1,648 square feet, located in the East Olds Local School District. For more information or to choose a date and time to see this property, contact Kate Overton at 330-602-4111 or check it out at CoffinRealty.com. The Memorial Day Mega Savings event is underway at Millersburg Electric with savings throughout the store. Get a GE top load washer and matching dryer pair for the low price of just $529 each. Just in time for the summer freezer season, save $350 on a Frigidaire 15 cubic foot chest freezer, now just $599. Building or remodeling, package discounts are available, and Millersburg Electric will keep your appliance package in stock until you're ready for delivery. Get 12 months interest-free financing with approved credit during the Memorial Day Mega Sale, all at Millersburg Electric on State Route 83 or 24/7 at MillersburgElectric.com.
Are you ready to accelerate towards your dreams with a new car, ATV, boat, or some extra cash for personal needs? This is Zach Deidinger, a banking center manager at the Commercial and Savings Bank, here to help you fund your next adventure. Our team of experts is committed to finding the right solution for you with competitive rates, flexible terms, and personalized service. Visit csb1.com to apply online or give us a call at 800-654-9015 to speak with a loan specialist and discover the CSB Advantage. The Commercial and Savings Bank. Relationships you can bank on. Member FDIC.
Denko Marketing of Millersburg reminds you that a properly working and maintained garage door is critical to safety. Door springs, bottom brackets, cables, and supports are under extreme tension and can cause serious injury if dealt with improperly. That's why your local garage door dealer is the one to trust. His professional expertise keeps your garage door working as it should and puts the job in the right hands. A safety and service tip from Denko Marketing of Millersburg, where the business at hand is the business of home.
When it comes to service, nobody cares more than Village Motors in Millersburg. This is Deke Miller, and I'm proud to say that we have state-of-the-art equipment and factory-trained technicians working on your vehicle when you visit. And we also offer a variety of preventative maintenance programs designed to greatly reduce the cost of your service visits. We are competitive, convenient, and we care. So the next time you need your vehicle service, stop by and see us at Village Motors in Millersburg.
At Home Siding Contractors, our mission is to give homeowners a quality product, whether it's our vinyl siding or our energy-efficient replacement windows and doors. Home Siding Contractors is ready to turn your home into one of your biggest energy-saving assets. You'll notice the difference as your home will stay warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Call 888-725-6619 for a in-home estimate or find all of our products at homesiding.com.
Stop in for sizzling savings all this week at Rohde's IGA. Hi, this is Scott Rohde. We have bone-in pork loin chops, $2.99 a pound. USDA choice beef chuck steak, $5.18 a pound. We also have bone-in pork loin sirloin roast, $1.99 a pound. Gerber's boneless chicken lover's choice, $4.19 a pound. 12-ounce frozen sale Pacific salmon, $4.98. 5-pound bag of Idaho russet potatoes, $1.98. And field-ripened Athena cantaloupes, two for $7. Plus, download your digital coupon for crazy low price on select items Thursday through Sunday at Rohde's IGA Marketplace in Millersburg.
Have you experienced the difference of hometown independent pharmacy lately? If not, now is the perfect time to start. Premier Pharmacy inside Rohde's IGA is now open and accepting new patients. This is Joel Gauss from Premier Pharmacies in Berlin and Millersburg, inviting you to come experience the Premier Pharmacy difference. We want to be your teammate as you navigate the complex world of healthcare, offering you consistent, fast service and always being available to answer whatever questions you may have. Call us or stop in today. We will transfer all your active prescriptions from your current pharmacy so you don't have to worry about a thing. That's why we are Premier Pharmacy, your hometown independent pharmacy.
Welcome back to our special show on the 2024 state-bound West Holmes Knights track and field team. I was able to catch up with Scott Miller, the high jump coach for the West Holmes Knights, and talk to him a bit about Kyle Maltrich making his third trip to the state track meet.
Here with Scott Miller, coach, seems like the past 3 years we've been talking about Kyle Maltrich making it down to state, and every year you and I have talked, it seems like the expectations just get higher and higher.
Yeah, I think, we felt like that first year, you know, was that opportunity to get down and just experience what it's like to make it to state in an event, and to make it in an event like the high jump, which is such a precision event that, you know, athletes work an entire, you know, season plus only to go it's sometimes a quarter to a half inch higher for a PR. And there's very few events in track and field that, you know, somebody spends so much time just to clear 1 inch that might, you know, propel them into a state competition, you know, moving from districts to regionals. You know, in track and field events, oftentimes we're talking 2, 3, 4 seconds that a person can gain in terms of earning a PR. Sometimes it's only a second, but in the high jump specifically, there are just so many factors. Wind, the setup for the competition, where your bar, does it, is it getting wind rotation, meaning that it's going to push you a little bit faster into your approach? Are you going to have a headwind that hits you in the face as you take off for the jump? And all of those things are factors in how a jumper will do. So yeah, it's been interesting to watch Kyle's progression over the last three seasons, going from being someone who, you know, if we cleared 6 foot in a meet, that was kind of, you know, hey, you know, we're improving, we're showing, and we're getting more consistent at 5'8", 5'10". And then that 6 foot, 6'2", was the jump that we were saying, hey, that's a pretty good PR. We're seeing that improvement. Again, when it came to the next year, junior year, where Kyle wasn't even district champ, but then got to the regional a year ago at Muskingum, and all of a sudden, you know, he's vying for the regional championship, and part of that came down to all of the preparation and the time that he put in, specifically working on his run-up. And we always talk about jumping clean, and can you jump clean all the way up until maybe you're the last person in the competition, or maybe there's one other person. And it takes a lot off of an athlete to be able to consistently go over a height on the first attempt. Whereas at a competitor, you know, all of a sudden that's one more thing that kind of gets into a person's mind that, oh, well, you know, I didn't clear it on the first attempt. So again, I think that's something what we've been discussing with Kyle, you know, we are aiming for whatever it takes to try to get to that, you know, position where we're going to be battling for that first place. And sometimes being clean on your lead up jumps makes a, you know, big difference.
Tell us a little bit about Kyle here. He's come back from injuries a few times from football, and it's really never gotten his spirit down. He's been able to get back out here, persevere to get to where he is.
Yeah, I think that, you know, that's a testament to, you know, Kyle, his family, his heritage. You know, he's a West Holmes kid. You know, you look back at, you know, grandfather, who was longtime legendary football coach here at West Holmes, father, who competed at West Holmes and was also coach here. And, you know, there's a legacy of success and great athleticism. And I think that, you know, when we're talking about Kyle, both in his other sports that he's participated in and competed in over the years, and will continue to compete in the future in college, I think it shows that in order to get to that level, to be able to be in a position to be there, it takes a great deal of focus, and it takes a lot of just that confidence that despite a, you know, season-ending injury during his sophomore football season, and then other, you know, potential injuries that have sort of sidelined him at different times, there's always that supreme confidence based on mostly the hard work that comes, as well as the confidence that you have for, you know, in what you've done. And then, of course, you know, having the belief by your parents and grandparents and your teammates and everyone else that, yeah, you can do this. And, you know, that's one of those things where you almost wish you could clone a Kyle Maltrich so that you've got somebody of that status and that stature to be a part of every single team at West Holmes, you know, going forward. And we know that's not always, you know, going to happen, but that would be something that I think would be super beneficial to this school and this program.
Well, what are you and Kyle doing to get ready for the state meet down in Dayton this year?
Well, as you know, we're currently sitting here waiting for the rain to pass. You know, one of the things that I think we're going to end up doing is we may have to wait until tomorrow to do most of our jumping and or some of the drills that we would typically be doing today. Again, what I've, you know, told Kyle and all of the West Holmes high jumpers for years and years and years, sometimes it's the, the best workout for a high jumper is not working out at all, because, you know, you want to save all of that energy that's been stored up to be able to be in a position to have that supreme jump, you know, when it comes to those final jumps. So, you know, we're just going to continue to rest. We do want to get some precision work in, most be it tomorrow morning before we head off for our trip to Dayton. But it's really just a matter of fine tuning a lot of the things that we've been doing throughout the season.
That was West Holmes high jump coach Scott Miller on Kyle Maltrich making his third trip to the state track meet. Stay tuned. More to come. We'll talk with Casey Ogie on her first trip to the state track meet in pole vault coming up next on WKLM.
In the rolling hills of Holmes County, we tend to do things a bit differently. At Kime, we're in the business of uncommon experiences, and we're here to care for your project like we care for our own. We believe that quality matters and want to help you get it right the first time, because your project deserves it. So visit Kime Home Center, your source and destination for all things home, building, and woodworking. Kime, built on trust since 1911.
Thinking about adding a deck or a new door? MRV Siding Supply has 35 to 40 storm doors on display in their state-of-the-art showroom with sliding patio doors in the new trending colors. Choose from a selection of indoor patio doors, Aries patio doors, Aspect patio doors, and designer hinge patio doors. That's MRV Siding Supply on County Road 624 in Millersburg, along with Newark in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, or on the web at mrvsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the Siding Guys, MRV Siding Supply.
A single-family home located at 4938 South Drive in Walnut Creek is listed for sale by Kaufman Realty and Auctions with an asking price of $249,500. This property was built in 1945 and has three bedrooms and one full bath with 1,623 square feet, located in the East Holmes Local School District. For more information or to choose a date and time to see this property, contact Junior Miller at 330-852-4111 or check it out at kaufmanrealty.com.
Hi, this is Carrie Taylor, and Millersburg Electric has some of the best deals in a long, long time during the Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save hundreds with manufacturer discounts and rebates from all the best brands, including GE, Cafe, Frigidaire, Speed Queen, Whirlpool, and Maytag. Just in time for summer grilling season, get free assembly on all Weber grills. We offer free and carton drop-off on all appliances, or have our dedicated delivery team professionally install your appliance purchase. Qualified customers get 0% financing through May of 2025 during the Memorial Day Mega Sale at Millersburg Electric. Visit us today or shop 24/7 at MillersburgElectric.com.
Time is ticking and your dream home is waiting. This is Ben Hirschberger at the Commercial and Savings Bank. We understand that buying a home can be overwhelming, but with CSB, it's easier than ever. We offer a range of options. Whether you're looking to buy, build, refinance, or improve your home, our mortgage lenders will guide you every step of the way. Visit our website at csb1.com to apply online today and turn your dream into a reality. The Commercial and Savings Bank, where homeownership begins. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Everywhere, every day, someone somewhere needs someone to care. Young people are especially desirous of someone to show an interest in what they do, where they are going, and what they will become. Denco Marketing of Millersburg believes taking that interest in a young person can make all the difference. Which young person needs your time and interest? Whichever one or ones you can give it to. They'll take care of the rest. Supporting young people in all endeavors is especially important to Denco Marketing of Millersburg, where the business at hand is the business of home.
When it comes to service, nobody cares more than Village Motors in Millersburg. This is Deke Miller, and I'm proud to say that we have state-of-the-art equipment and factory-trained technicians working on your vehicle when you visit. And we also offer a variety of preventative maintenance programs designed to greatly reduce the cost of your service visits. We are competitive, convenient, and we care. So the next time you need your vehicle service, stop by and see us at Village Motors in Millersburg.
With today's market instability, many homeowners are looking to upgrade their existing home rather than buy or build a new one. At Home Siding Contractors, we know choosing the many colors and styles of siding, replacement windows and doors can be overwhelming. At Home Siding Contractors, we can help make that decision easier. Durability, beauty, and low maintenance over time describes our products the best. Call Home Siding Contractors today at 888-725-6619 and let our professional staff help upgrade your home today. Home Siding, Home Siding
Contractors. Stop in for sizzling savings all this week at Rody's IGA. Hi, this is Scott Rody. We have jumbo pack fresh boneless skinless chicken breast, $1.98 a pound. Pork loin rib chops, $2.79 a pound. USDA choice boneless beef chuck roast, $4.98 a pound. We also have 85% lean fresh ground round, $3.98 a pound. USDA choice boneless top sirloin steak, $6.98 a pound. 26 to 30 count Southern Seas cooked cocktail shrimp, $6.98. And red ripe strawberries, 2 for $5. Plus, download your digital coupon for crazy low price on select items Thursday through Sunday at Rody's IJ Marketplace in Millersburg.
Have you experienced the difference of hometown independent pharmacy lately? If not, now is the perfect time to start. Premier Pharmacy inside Rody's IGA is now open and accepting new patients. This is Joel Gauss from Premier Pharmacies in Berlin and Millersburg, inviting you to come experience the Premier Pharmacy difference. We want to be your teammate as you navigate the complex world of healthcare, offering you consistent, fast service and always being available to answer whatever questions you may have. Call us or stop in today. We will transfer all your active prescriptions from your current pharmacy so you don't have to worry about a thing. That's why we are Premier Pharmacy, your hometown independent pharmacy.
Welcome back to our special show on the 2024 West Holmes Knights State Bound Track and Field Team. I was able to catch up with Casey Ogie and her pole vault coach, Terrell Yoder, and talk to Casey a little bit about what she's done this season, breaking the school record in pole vault, and how she feels about making her first trip to the state track and field meet.
So, Casey, a great day for you at the regional track meet at Muskingum. You set a PR, a school record, and now you're making your way down to state. Can you tell us a little bit about what's going through your mind as you're getting ready to go to state?
So basically, I know I got to focus this week so that I can perform my best at state. And I know I won't do the best down there because there's a lot of good jumpers, but I'm just going to try my best and have fun.
So you've been working on the pole vault the last couple of years, and you've been steadily improving. What did it mean to you to see that improvement come through in the form of school record?
It means a lot because I know I've really tried to work hard to get to where I am, and to see it all paying off is pretty great.
You're making your second appearance in a state tournament this year. You had the first one with soccer. Any experience from that translate to this? I know you're competing as an individual and not a team, but is there anything that translates?
Well, I feel like it's a pretty big accomplishment to make it into two sports, but I also know that, like, how it is, kind of, and, like, to not be nervous and stuff. So, yeah.
What are you doing to get ready to go down to Dayton?
I'm going to work hard and practice all week and just, like, prepare my body for this and make sure I can perform my best down there.
What have your coaches been doing to help you succeed this season?
My coaches have been really supportive and make sure that I'm always confident and that they know what I'm capable of and to help me remind me of what I'm capable of.
Terrell Yoder. Yep. So how long have you been coaching pole vault?
I just started, I think this is my third year coaching, so not too long, but I vaulted in high school.
So what's it mean to you to have one of your athletes break that school record?
Oh, that's pretty awesome, honestly. This is the most excitement I've had in a while, you know. Like, I never got to go to state, but to have an athlete that I got to coach, that's pretty amazing.
So it was a very competitive regional down in Muskingum, but Casey seemed like she was there. She had a goal in mind, and she was able to achieve it. What can you tell us about her work ethic and her drive to succeed?
She's been working really hard this year. I mean, I knew she was going to get that record. It was just a matter of when. She's been putting in a lot of work this year to try to get there. And I was just glad that she did it finally down there at regionals. I think that was a great place to do it. It's just been amazing to watch her get better, you know, every day, especially through this season.
So you're going to be taking her down to the state track meet in Dayton. How much do you think it'll help her development seeing some of these other top-notch pole vaulters competing and what she can keep striving for?
I think it'll help her a lot, you know, to see a wide range of opponents and their athletic ability, but also, you know, you get to see what kind of work you have to do to be competitive, you know. And I think that this will be good for her, and this will help her next year.
That was West Holmes pole vaulter Casey Ogie and pole vault coach Terrell Yoder. Stay tuned. We'll come back one more time, and we'll talk with Catherine Castor as well as distance coach Michael Ewing about how Catherine's getting set to make her first appearance at the state track meet.
In the rolling hills of Holmes County, we tend to do things a bit differently. At Kime, we're in the business of uncommon experiences, and we're here to care for your project like we care for our own. We believe that quality matters and want to help you get it right the first time, because your project deserves it. So visit Kime Home Center, your source and destination for all things home, building, and woodworking. Kime, built on trust since 1911.
If you're looking for siding with more of an old-school appeal, reminiscent of traditional sawn-and-split cedar shakes and shingles that have been featured in American home buildings since the 1600s, then check out the authentic look of Provia Harborville Shake and Shingle Siding and MRV Siding Supply. Modeled after hand-picked cedar pieces using highly accurate laser scanning to ensure even the finest details were carried over into each Harborville Shake and Shingle. That's MRV Siding Supply on County Road 624 in Middlesbrough. We're on the web at MRVSiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys. MRV Siding Supply.
A single-family home located at 9650 Golf Course Road Northwest in Sugar Creek is listed for sale by Kaufman Realty and Auctions with an asking price of $975,000. This property was built in 2021 and has three bedrooms and two full baths with 2,208 square feet, located in the Garraway Local School District. For more information or to choose a date and time to see this property, contact Tim Miller at 330-674-7355 or check it out at kaufmanrealty.com.
The Memorial Day Mega Savings Event is underway at Millersburg Electric with savings throughout the store. Get a GE top load washer and matching dryer pair with a low price of just $529 each. Just in time for the summer freezer season, save $350 on a Frigidaire 15 cubic foot chest freezer, now just $599. Building or remodeling, package discounts are available, and Millersburg Electric will keep your appliance package in stock until you're ready for delivery. Get 12 months interest-free financing with approved credit during the Memorial Day Mega Sale, all at Millersburg Electric on State Route 83 or 24/7 at MillersburgElectric.com.
Are you ready to accelerate towards your dreams with a new car, ATV, boat, or some extra cash for personal needs? This is Zach Deidinger, a banking center manager at the Commercial and Savings Bank, here to help you fund your next adventure. Our team of experts is committed to finding the right solution for you with competitive rates, flexible terms, and personalized service. Visit csb1.com to apply online or give us a call at 800-654-9015 to speak with a loan specialist and discover the CSB Advantage. The Commercial and Savings Bank. Relationships you can bank on. Member FDIC.
Denco Marketing of Millersburg has customers in all 50 states, Canada, and South America. Each day, over 300 shipments of garage door parts are shipped to customers everywhere by Denco Marketing. And while Denco Marketing appreciates this wide and varied market in the country and in the world, the thing they appreciate most is where they are located. Home. That's why they support various community activities and devote as much attention to here as to there. At Denco Marketing, the most important business at hand is the business of home.
When it comes to service, nobody cares more than Village Motors in Millersburg. This is Deke Miller, and I'm proud to say that we have state-of-the-art equipment and factory-trained technicians working on your vehicle when you visit. And we also offer a variety of preventative maintenance programs designed to greatly reduce the cost of your service visits. We are competitive, convenient, and we care. So the next time you need your vehicle service, stop by and see us at Village Motors in Millersburg.
Looking to upgrade the exterior of your home? Siding is indeed the best bang for your dollar. Hi, I'm Nevin Mast with Home Siding Contractors. We have the best siding on the market today, and the low maintenance aspect of our siding is what our customers enjoy the most. ProBS siding fits that bill exactly. No frequent painting or staining with wood siding. No routine sealing like stucco. ProBS siding lasts. Check out all we have to offer at our new and improved showroom east of Millersburg, and let our experienced sales team show you how affordable our products can be. Home Siding Contractors.
Stop in for sizzling savings all this week at Rohde's IGA. Hi, this is Scott Rohde. We have bone-in pork loin chops, $2.99 a pound. USDA choice beef chuck steak, $5.18 a pound. We also have bone-in pork loin sirloin roast, $1.99 a pound. Gerber's boneless chicken lover's choice, $4.19 a pound. 12-ounce frozen sale Pacific salmon, $4.98. 5-pound bag of Idaho russet potatoes, $1.98. And field-ripened Athena cantaloupes, 2 for $7. Plus, download your digital coupon for crazy low price on select items Thursday through Sunday at Rohde's IG Marketplace in Millersburg.
Have you experienced the difference of hometown independent pharmacy lately? If not, now is the perfect time to start. Premier Pharmacy inside Rohde's IGA is now open and accepting new patients. This is Joel Gauss from Premier Pharmacies in Berlin and Millersburg, inviting you to come experience the Premier Pharmacy difference. We want to be your teammate as you navigate the complex world of healthcare, offering you consistent, fast service and always being available to answer whatever questions you may have. Call us or stop in today. We will transfer all your active prescriptions from your current pharmacy so you don't have to worry about a thing. That's why we are Premier Pharmacy, your hometown independent pharmacy.
Welcome back to our special show on the 2024 West Holmes Knights track and field team heading to state this weekend at Dayton's Welcome Stadium. I was able to catch up with Catherine Castor. She will be running the 1600 meters at the state track meet on Saturday morning, and her coach Michael Ewing on how it feels to be going to the state track meet after taking fourth place in the regionals by knocking 15 seconds off her best time.
With West Holmes, Catherine Castor, fourth place finish at regionals. It sounded from what your coaches were saying that, well, they were real impressed with that finish, and sounded like you also had a little bit of a rivalry going on with one of the other runners in that race.
Yes, I really wanted to beat Minerva in that race. The past few races, they had gotten me, so it was my turn to get them.
I believe you said you ran a PR in that race as well.
Yes, I ran a 15-second PR. I ran a 5:12. The previous race, I ran a 5:31. So it's a pretty big chunk of time off.
So taking 15 seconds off a mile run for a PR, that is something that is almost unheard of. What was kind of going through your mind when you got your final time?
I was really surprised. I guess that day I just really wanted to run fast, and I didn't freak out as much. I just passed people, and I ran.
Now you're preparing for state. I'm assuming you're kind of using that same mentality to get ready to run in Dayton.
Yes, I'm just going to run. I'm trying not to look at the times or the rankings. I just need to go out there and be fast.
So we talked about this a little bit out at the regional, but this is going to be your third state tournament that you've competed in this school year. What's kind of going through your head? I know you competed with cross country and soccer. This one a little closer to cross country, though, than it is soccer. How does that experience running at Fortress Obetz help prepare you to run down in Dayton?
Well, it prepares me because my teammates were there before and they helped me to train for this. But this time I have to do it alone, which just feels very different. There's no one there with me this time.
So what are you looking forward to most about competing in Dayton?
I'm looking forward to being fast, hopefully taking even more time off, maybe getting closer to the school record.
Anyone you want to thank? Any final thoughts you want to give out?
Well, I'd like to thank my teammates, Noelle, Zora, and Lexi, for always being there, running with me every day. Coach Ewing for making me fast. And then my soccer team, too, because without soccer, I don't know if I could be this fast.
Thanks so much. Good luck.
Thank you.
Michael Ewing, you've had a lot of athletes have some success in the distance running over the past few years. Catherine, no exception to that, going to state once again this season. What can you just tell us about the athletes you've coached and how it's helped you manage a coaching style to help these girls get down there?
Yeah, we've been blessed to have a lot of great runners come through, especially on the girls' side in the last 12 years that I've been here. It does help. I can lean back on the experience that we've had with them and tell stories about certain people that were going to the state with the slowest ranked time. Catherine has that right now.
and they finished on the all Ohio positions. So there was a lot of different things we can lean back on and be like, well, this person did this and it went this way. Not every case is the same, but it does definitely help.
Taking 15 seconds off a PR is something that's almost unheard of at the high school level. Can you tell us a little bit about just the effort Catherine had to put in to make that achievement happen?
So the frustrating part about coaching is that 5 weeks ago, Catherine ran a 5:26 in the mile. And when you plan out your training, you base it off of that kind of time. So we have been training to run that 5:12-ish kind of time that she did. But normally you see it come off in little 4 or 5 second chunks over the next couple weeks. For whatever reason, that didn't happen that way. She took it all off at once, which was the right race to do it in. It worked out. But yeah, she's been training to run that fast, and it just took the right race to pull it out and try and replicate that again this week.
So going down to state this weekend, weather looks a lot nicer than it did a year ago for the state track meet in Dayton. A little bit of cooler temperatures. What are you doing to help get Catherine ready for that race?
Yeah, we're continue on normal plan. So we got a workout plan for today. We'll go easy day tomorrow. Another workout before we leave on Thursday. Just to get her ready. We're not doing anything special. Keep the program simple and keep pushing her.
That was Catherine Castor and Michael Ewing on Catherine competing in the 1600-meter run at the state track and field meet in Dayton on Saturday. That's going to do it for our special show on the West Holmes Knights state-bound track and field team. A thank you goes out to all the athletes and coaches taking time out of their practice schedules to speak to us today. Things get started bright and early Friday morning. Casey Ogie will be competing in the pole vault at around 9 a.m., while Kyle Maltrich on Friday will compete at 1 p.m. in the boys' high jump. Catherine Castor will be running in the 1600 meters at 10:30 a.m. Saturday morning. Make sure you stay tuned to WKLM this weekend. We'll have updates from the 2024 Division II State Track and Field Championships from Welcome Stadium in Dayton as the West Holmes Knights compete. That's going to do it for our special show on the 2024 West Holmes Knights track and field team competing at the state championship. All of us here at WKLM would like to wish the Knights good luck as they compete. So for all of us here at WKLM, I'm Jake Seidel, signing off, reminding you to stay safe and healthy, and we'll see you tomorrow here on WKLM. Have a great day, everyone.
Thank you for listening. This has been a presentation of the WKLM Sports Department. WKLM Millersburg, your hometown sports connection.